somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth and stand up dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Friday again. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia. It is amazing. What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? What is the difference between civil rights and human rights? What's the difference? Amazing question. And the answers so far have been very, very interesting. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, your name may be Don Lemon, but you were arrested, according to a report, for going up in a church protesting. You still, Don, can be listening to the show podcast for the handcuff you and take you out, and then put your earplugs in and listen to the show on your phone, anywhere in the world, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's Friday, as I said. And Friday is a relaxed day. Friday is like get it off your chest day. Friday is like whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Hello, America.
Hey.
Hand warmers?
Hand warmers.
Hand
warmers?
Chicken?
Hand warmers.
Chicken? Chicken?
Does anyone speak English?
Now, Archbishop Mullally, who will become the first woman to assume this position, has pledged in interviews here to tackle misogyny.
We're finished.
I said, Ron and Linda, you need to leave. And my wife said, they're not going anywhere. I'm half owner of this place. They stay here as long as they want to. So I went outside, I got my gun, I walked back in, I shot him all in the head.
So where was Ron at when you shot him?
Sitting in my chair at the table.
Hey, bro,
Let me tell you something. You quit on yourself. You quit on God. You quit on your grandma. And everybody else that's around you. And I pray for you every night. Out of all these kids, I pray for you.
What a mess. What an evil world we live in. I pray for your grandma. I pray for you every night. Black people love to say they pray for you. Well, apparently his prayers ain't working. He on his knee every night praying like grandma. And he crying and the prayers are not working. What the? Amazing. I was reflecting on evil. I was thinking about evil and how it operates. And it seems, and it operates through everyone in the same way. For example, if you get angry, upset, if you become afraid, if you fight, either with evil inside of you or evil inside of others, you put up one fight at all, then you're evil. And you're allowing evil to, it's already living in you, but you're allowing it to stay there when you put up a fight. How many times already today, this morning, have you been afraid? Or have you had a quick thought of fear or worry? Or you heard something about yourself or someone said something about you? Or you're thinking about how your day gonna go and you felt something? Or how many times already today, and for those who live in Australia, it's already Saturday. So reflect on that on Saturday morning. How many times have you felt already like you want to fight or there's something or someone there to defend? If you have, and if you did it, it would, if you didn't fight, if you just notice it, the light will fight for you. And the light will make it right. Because there's nothing you can do about it but be in the light, be aware of it. Isn't that amazing? Just be aware of it. Emotions are evil. And I realized that the one thing, and I realized this by understanding it myself and when I deal with people around the world in counseling or just talking to them. We have the best counseling service on the planet, by the way. Individual family counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/or call 800-411-BOND to make an appointment. Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. All right? So I realized that one of the greatest fear that evil has, the greatest fear, evil hate human beings. Just FYI. Evil hate human beings. And its greatest fear, because it lives in people. Evil greatest fear is that you might find God. Its greatest fear is that you might find God. And because of that, it is always trying to distract you, get a reaction from you, bring on an emotion so you can react, so you can fight. And it will stay in you. It rejoices when you fight because it knows you are obeying it. And it has made a home in you. And as long as you fight, it stays with you. It doesn't want you to fight. I mean, it doesn't want you not to fight, overreact. Fight means to overreact, argue with someone about something, try to prove something to anyone, try to be like someone else, have fear. A young lady called and said yesterday that her family members, I believe, were attacking her and that they were destroying her reputation. Evil wants you to believe that you have a reputation and that you can protect it. And then when it is attacked, it wants you to react. It says, look, they'll destroy your reputation. You're a nice person. You always thought yourself as a good person. You presented yourself as a righteous person. And now someone is attacking it, your reputation. Freak out. You got to protect it. Get mad at them. And then you overreact and you give it life. Let the light or right fight your battle and it will make it right for you. The light will fight. But you got to let go and let it happen. Amazing, huh? And you're going to be surprised, real surprised, gratefully surprised what happens when you stop fighting in your own mind or with other people and what's happening in their minds. Because what's happening in their mind is happening inside of them and to them, and it has nothing to do with you. Except the demons in you want you to fight with the demons in someone else. Husband, wife, friends, family member, mama, daddy, anyone. Don't fight. There's nothing to fight for. And you will see that there was never anything to fight for. Isn't that amazing? But you won't let it be. You won't be still, stop reacting, and let the light fight for you. But there are men and women who are starting to catch on. I'm aware of that. Y'all stay with it. Just stay with it. 888-775-3773. There's literally nothing to protect. In you, nothing to protect, zero. But you think there is, and it's not. So, before I go to your calls here, it's Friday. So you remember that over there in Minneapolis, I think that's where it is. Minneapolis, when they ran into that church, when the radicals ran into the church, and they were going off on the preacher, interrupting the meetings, and Don Lemon went in with them. It was reported. And then at some point, at least three or four of the people, according to the reports, were arrested for going into that church and disrupting like that. And, well, apparently, Don Lemon was arrested. And it had been reported before he was arrested that he would be. Well, according to CBS News, former cable news anchor Don Lemon was arrested last night. HSI were involved in the arrest, sources say. It was not immediately clear what charges he would be facing. So that's breaking news right now. Don Lemon has been arrested. And for those who don't remember, this is from U.S. News. Lemon live streamed a demonstration that interrupted a church service in St. Paul, Minnesota, early this month that protested President Donald Trump immigration crackdown in the area. And here is the live stream protests at St. Paul that occurred on January 18th. Watch this from Don Lemon via TikTok.
Tell us why you're doing this.
This is Operation Pull Up, more of a clandestine operation. We show up somewhere that is a key location. They don't expect us to come there. And then we disrupt business as usual. So that's what we're about to go do right now.
Renee Gunn!
Demanding justice for Renee Good and letting them know that this will not stand. They cannot pretend to be a house of God while harboring someone who is directing ICE agents to wreak havoc upon our community and who killed Renee Good, who almost killed a six-month-old baby. Enough is enough. I am a reverend on top of being a lawyer and an activist, so I come here in the power of the Almighty God.
Yeah, right. Satan. What a mess. So apparently Don Lemon has been arrested. That's going to be interesting. Amazing. And they tried to say that they have the right to protest, and they pretended that they're using that right to go into the church. Yeah, right. Why don't they protest Catholic churches that hide illegals in their church? They literally hide, according to the report, Catholic hide illegal aliens. And I don't see anyone protesting that. Why? Why no one is protesting that? What a sad way to live. Human beings are evil. Anyone, all thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. And emotions come with thought. You can't have the emotion unless you have the thoughts. Get rid of the thoughts, and you can overcome them. You can get rid of the emotions. This is a wicked, wicked, wicked world we live in. And not because of the planet itself, the world itself, it's because of human beings in the world. They have no love. That's why we all must forgive. Anyone that has no love is evil. And emotional love is not love. Emotional love is hate. That's why it goes from feel good love to feel bad hate. Feel bad hate to feel bad love. And that's why the Spirit of Truth said that anyone with anger is evil. And you can overcome. You're not stuck. You are not stuck. I'm now wondering, with Don Lemon and the traitors of God say that, oh, you just arrested him because he's black. This is racist. He is a journalist, and he has a right to go to church and make noise like that. Amazing, huh? I can see Don Lemon getting the thrill of going into that church and just forget about everything that's the right way to do it. But Satan trembles at the idea of you finding God. And he also trembles inside of others who love evil, and he uses them to try to prevent you from finding God. That's why they attack you, because they're working on behalf of evil. Be aware of that. That's all you need to do, and lay your weapon down and let the Spirit of Light fight for you. MS Now is reporting. Senate Democrats and the White House have reached an agreement to prevent a partial government shutdown and temporary fund DHS. Right on. Watch this from MS Now.
The Senate Democrats and the White House have reached an agreement to prevent a partial government shutdown and temporarily fund the Department of Homeland Security amid talks over new limits on the White House's immigration enforcement push. Both sides have agreed to separate DHS funding from the other legislation in the package. They'll then also do what's called a continuing resolution to fund DHS for 2 weeks, allowing them more time for negotiations to get to Democrats' demands. All of this coming after two people, of course, were killed by federal agents in Minneapolis. Senators hoped to vote on a deal last night, but late into the evening, they couldn't resolve some minor issues with some senators. So now the chamber is looking ahead to vote sometime today.
Amazing, huh? What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king, and they hold king rallies to honor him. Some people call him daddy, but I call him the great white hope. The last thing the Democrat wanted to do is to fund ICE, DHS. That's the last thing they wanted. But the great white hope said, oh, no. You're going to do it the right way. And they don't understand why they can't tear him down. They have tried and tried and tried. They're still trying. But some reason, the light defeat the darkness. And it can happen in your life individually. But you got to take that journey alone. You must travel alone. On this journey, you can't take your daddy, you can't take your mama, you can't take your friends, you can't take your job, you can't take your children, you can't take anyone on this journey but you. Isn't that amazing? I love that. And for all those people who are afraid to be alone, you're not going to make it. You're going to continue to cry at night. You will continue to try to hurt others, not knowing what you're doing to others, you're doing it to you. You're hurting yourself. The thrill that you feel of trying to hurt others is pain. Pain is out of you. And then you cry at night. Let me see what the great white hope has to say.
Fox and Friends in the morning, they're very honorable people.
Amazing. And what else?
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first.
I rest my case. America first. 8-8-8-7-7. Finally, somebody put the country first in the way they used to do it in the good old days. So they arrested, according to this report, they are funding ICE. Here's the demand from Democrats, which include defunding ICE and removing face masks. What the? How come the Democrats didn't fight to remove face masks when we supposed to have had the Chinese virus? They love face masks then. They demanded that you wear them, or they would call the police. Here's the demands from the Democrats, which included defunding ICE and removing face masks, from CBS Chicago.
This morning, a partial government shutdown looms on the horizon. Senate Democrats are threatening not to vote on a set of funding bills that includes money for Homeland Security unless there are some changes. Democrats want federal agents to be required to wear body cameras, ban face coverings, and end roving ICE patrols.
Amazing, huh? You don't want the Democrats to get back into power because they are about themselves. And they need the illegal aliens to vote for them. It's about that. It's not that they care about the illegal aliens, just like they don't care about the American people. A spiritual battle. It's not physical. It's spiritual. Good versus evil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities, evil and high places. But you can wear in the Chinese virus, or if you're Antifa, they're okay with you wearing masks. Remember that? And Antifa is very destructive. But no problem with the mask. That's fine. Y'all leave them alone. Let me go to Trevor, our first time call out of Michigan. Trevor, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
Good to hear. Good to hear. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm calling you today because I have a situation. I'm in my 40s. And I have a son, he's 18. I haven't had any relationship with him. I've paid child support all throughout my life. I have no choice. Matter, you know, of course they got their hands in the money and he gets, but I haven't been able to see him. We communicate, as best we can through, you know, phone or internet, but I want to be a father to him, but more importantly, I want him to know the Lord, and that's all I can really do for him. You know, unfortunately, you know, I can't be there for him as a father should be, but I just want him to. I really am trying to get it through to him to you know, dedicate his ways and his life to the Lord. I'm having some trouble because he's not the communication between me and him are not getting it's not getting through to him very well. He's not receptive to it.
And your question is what?
How I can effectively communicate to my son
about the Lord?
Yes.
The best way that you can do it is by stopping it. Don't try to do it, and just overcome yourself and be a living example. And maybe because maybe one day he'll look within himself. And he'll find it. But the more you try, it's not going to work. You're not supposed to, one iota, try to make anyone find God. Mm. You're supposed to be still, work on yourself, and overcome evil. And he may come around. If not, especially since you have not raised him, he's been kept away from you. You got to let him suffer now. Until he look within and find it. Don't judge him. Don't be mad at him. But you got to stop trying to convince him at all.
That's terrible. Yeah, I mean, since
I was
a father.
Why is it
terrible? I never had a dad myself, you know?
Yeah. But why is it terrible that you have to stop?
Stop what?
Trying to convince him to find God.
No, that never. I will, all of our conversations will be.
Hold on a minute. I'm sorry. Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. Back in a quick moment. Check out my book, Courageous Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.
Porque mi amor, why did you leave me waiting
here? Why amazing. The Hake Report is coming up after my show today at 9 a.m. and Monday through Friday. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, it's Friday, and every Friday we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. And I had an amazing, fun, interesting conversation with John Fugelsang. And John is an actor, author, and he has a brand new book called Separation of Church and Hate. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I grew up believing that Christianity was about the teachings of Jesus, right?
And so are you a Christian?
I used to brag I was a Christian. Now I say I aspire to be a Christian.
And do you have anger?
All the time.
Why not drop it?
If I could find the right drugs to help me never be angry again, yeah.
Does God want you to love him by voice or choice?
But this is not about love. It's about justice. You love these segregationists, don't you? You f***ing hate Jesus. Your whole movement does, and you know it, Jesse.
Calm down. It was interesting. At 11 a.m. today, you don't want to miss this. And you don't want to miss any of the FallenState.tv episodes. But this is, like, amazing. And you can support the Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel by becoming a member or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And after that, the Fallen State, oh, Lord, not George, but the American anchor baby. Flying high, not off pot, not off fentanyl, but natural energy given to him by God. Right after the Father's Day. And Father's Day normally lasts about an hour at best. And so around 12, a little after, give or take, the FallenState.tv. The American Anchor Baby, right after the FallenState.tv. The American Anchor Baby. Check out Punchy TV. Brand new episode there. Oh, Lord. Punchy.tv. A battle between blacks and whites. You don't want to miss that. Oh, God. Punchy. PUNCHIE.TV. And then I'll see you on Sunday, the fellowship, rebuildingtheman.com/church. All are invited. Doors open at 10:30, meeting open at, starts at 11 a.m. Last Sunday, we were way over. I'm going to do my best to start on time and end on time. I said do my best. I didn't say I was going to succeed at it. All right? So don't judge. Sunday, rebuildingtheman.com/church. I want to go back to Trevor, our first time call out of Michigan. Hey, Trevor, so you were saying that you talked to your 18-year-old son about God and about other things as well, right?
Yeah, we speak, just randomly, sometimes we don't speak much at all. Yeah. I mean, my communication with him, I lived most of my life chasing sin, doing the devil's, drinking, drugging, not living a good life.
Right.
I was a selfish person. I don't try to hide that or make any mistake about myself, and I did make poor choices, certainly.
Did you apologize to him for not that you were not able to be there to raise him?
Well, more or less, yes.
So have you apologized or not? What does that mean, more or less?
Yes, I mean, not seeing him in person, it's not the same to me.
Right.
Speaking over the phone and it just doesn't have the same impact to me as a face to face conversation.
You're right about that, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah, that's true. That is certainly true.
Now that he's 18, is he able to come see you on his own?
Well, he'd be available to. I mean, it'd be an option for him if he choose to.
Did you let him know that now that he's 18, he's able to come on his own to visit you or live with you or hang out with you? Did you tell him that?
I have not said that to him. No.
And why not?
Well, I mean, my interest was trying to, I can't answer that. I don't know.
That's amazing that you haven't said that to him. You haven't said to him, I wish I could have been there to help.
Well, yeah, that has been expressed. Yeah, him though, me not. I haven't asked him to, on his own admission, come see me. I haven't asked him that.
Well, I recommend you make that clear. You can't make him do it, and don't bug him about it every time you talk to him, but at least let him know you're 18 now. You can come on your own now.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that because I went through the same thing with my son, exact same thing. And I had tried to get him, and his mother got married to someone, and they moved to New York. And the laws over there are different than California.
Oh, God.
And so I just had to let go and wait on him to grow up and finally contact me, and he can find out why.
Well, and that is the other element to this is the fact that he is in Massachusetts. I am in Michigan.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's a great deal of distance between us. And, I mean, liberal. We're Michigan's not.
Yeah. It was painful because I didn't know any better at the time. It was painful not being able to be with my son. I know better now, but at the time I didn't know. And when I finally got with him, when he finally came to California, I explained to him, the court kept me away. Your mother was evil. She kept me away. Even though his mother kind of didn't want us to be together, but she got married to another guy, and he was jealous of his mother, my son's mother and I talking, so he prevented that from happening at all. But, he came to visit, and he still hated me for a long time, but I explained to him what happened. That's all I can do about it. How you feel about not being with your son?
Oh, it destroys me because, I mean, I have a part of me is in this world, I created and made, and I have no part, no influence, no nothing. It hurts.
Did you make him out of wedlock or married?
Out of wedlock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did the same thing. And so you feel destroyed? It really destroyed you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the relationship wasn't a good... I mean, I was working. I was doing well. But she had more guy friends than girlfriends. I didn't feel as if I was the, number one person in her life. And so I just said, you know, the hell with this. I can't.
Why do you feel anything about not being able to be with your son?
Well, I just feel that, that he is a part of me. I mean, we did. I tried to get the relationship fixed, but she turned around and said she was into some Satanism or something, and I said I'm no, that's not for me. No.
So why do you feel anything about not being able to be with your son?
Well, because of the Lord. I mean, it's a burden on my heart for.
And what do you mean because of the Lord?
Yeah, everything's because of God. I mean, everything.
So you think you're feeling the pain because of God?
Not because of God, because of my sin.
And so, did you a Christian?
Yes.
Let me just say that you feel the pain because you have put your son before God. You made him your God, and that's why you feel the pain. If you had made God your God and love him.
Well, I don't.
If you love God above all, put him first, and anyone go in and out of your life, or you wouldn't feel anything about it. And,
oh, no, he's not the highest on the totem pole, that's for sure. God is number one.
But then why do you have pain? In God, there is no pain.
Well, it's not pain. It's a conscious awareness, I guess.
But you said you feel terrible and it's almost destroyed you. How can that happen to any human being who put God first?
Oh no, you're putting words in my mouth.
You didn't say that
for me. No, I did not say
that.
What
did you say you feel about not having with you?
I can't recall. I don't know.
I don't either. I don't remember exactly what you said.
Yeah, I don't think it's really.
But my point is, you should not feel anything about it.
No, I shouldn't feel anything about him at all.
No,
nothing.
And that's what love is. When you overcome feelings, there's nothing left but love, real love. And you won't have to cut the baby in half. You'll be fine.
Good. So I just absolve it. Free from my, I mean, him, everything, his existence, entirely.
Absolutely.
Just
stop thinking about it and stay present with God and all will be well. My son and I, it took him a while, even if he came to live with me in California, it took him a while to drop his anger because he was so connected to his mother identity. And he had believed what he was told. And I understood that, so I had to let him be angry. I stopped trying to convince him. As I told him, you know what, I understand you needed a father. I wanted to be with you, but it couldn't happen. And he still pouted for years. And I let him have it, let him pout. And he finally woke up one day and realized, you know what, you're right, I'm wrong. I should not be angry at you, because he realized that his mother had lied to him. And then he made a baby out of wedlock and went through the same thing, mm-hmm. and he understood.
Sins of the father.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm seeing now, actually, through my nephews, myself, my past, you know, the horrible person I was, and it's man, it is not a good look. It really is, you know.
How you feel about seeing that about yourself?
Oh, I don't feel comfortable with that person anymore.
And what are you doing about it?
Well, the first step for me would be getting in a church and finding a member, you know, getting part of a church body, I think.
You're not going to find it in a church.
No, not getting into getting a church.
God has nothing to do with religion.
Oh.
That's why religion doesn't work. It's not of God.
Yeah, well, that, you know, I get the construct of religion is...
Organized religion is a mess.
Well, but, I mean, you certainly do believe in the Bible. I mean, the Genesis through Revelations, correct?
I believe in God, but not anything or anyone else other than that. Let me ask
Christ?
Let me ask this because of time. Are you perfect?
Am I perfect? No, not by a stretch.
Were you created by God?
Yes.
And were you created in God's image?
Yes.
So why you're not perfect?
Well, I mean, that's a perfection. I make mistakes every day, you know.
Do you believe that everything that God does and create is perfect?
I don't believe he makes any mistakes, no.
So do you think he made a mistake when he created you in his image?
No.
So why you're not perfect then?
Oh, God, you have to... Well, these are questions that are going to have to be asked in heaven with God present.
And where is heaven?
That's a good question.
And what's the answer?
I don't have an answer. I can't tell you where heaven is. I've never been there.
Heaven is inside of you. Why don't you go there? It's in you. It's above, but it's in you. Why don't you go to heaven inside of you while you live? Why do you have to wait until you die?
Would you say peace? Is that heaven?
Perfect peace is heaven, and it's inside of you. God is there. His son is there. And the teacher, the Holy Spirit, is inside of you. Why don't you look within, Trevor, and stop looking without?
Amen. I agree with that, sir.
No, that was a question.
Oh. Repeat that?
Why don't you look within and stop looking without? Because let's say that your son moved in with you today, Your son will give you pure hell. You won't be able to handle it.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you live from within and stop living from without? You say you love God, you're a Christian. Why don't you live from within?
Live from within.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Okay. Yeah. Being present.
All the time. That's where God is. He's always with you all the time, but you leave him by going into your imagination. Your thoughts.
Good Lord. I should have made this call a lot sooner. I got a lot of good from watching your broadcast on YouTube throughout the, I think since last year I started seeing your show, and yeah, you've been an encouragement to me, definitely. I've been keeping up with it, and yeah,
have you been doing any of the things that I've been suggesting to you and others?
Life and my days are different. They're varied, and it's not the same routine every day. I'll say that much.
Let me ask again, because of time, who are you?
A human being, a mammal, made up of got a skeleton, blood and flesh and organs and hair, skin.
So that's your body, but who are you?
Who am I?
No, who are you?
Who am I? I'm a child of God.
That's who you belong to, but who are you?
Who am I? I don't know. Regular person. I don't nothing average at best. I don't really think much about myself in terms of who I am. I don't know.
What is it like living to be 40 something years old and not know who you are?
I guess it feels like it does right now. I'm feeling right now. That's this very moment.
But those feelings are not yours, and they're not real. You can overcome them if you want to.
It's not okay. So I do need to get my identity figured out.
Hold on 1 minute. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to finish up with Trevor, and then I'm going to go right to the other calls in Super Chat. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. Hate news, and not the fake news, is coming right now, and I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
a whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Get it off your chest Friday, the 30th of January, AD 2026. The lines are full right now, but you can try just calling in every so often just in case a line opens up. Or as you hear JLP in the coming hour wrapping up with Trevor, with whom we were, Jesse was talking at the end of this hour, and he's going to be talking with in the coming hour. And more of your calls, more great stories, and your super chats. We do see them. We appreciate them, if it be the Lord's will, right? It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports nationwide so-called protests against our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's righteous immigration crackdown, unrighteous protests expected today with degenerate organizers calling for a boycott of schools, workplaces, and shopping in cities across the country. And Commie Nonsense is monitoring dozens of demonstrations and marches planned for major metropolitan areas where lemmings are blind zombies, including Minneapolis, New York City, and Atlanta. They know not what they do. And there's frigid cold, a brutal surge of cold air affecting millions across the USA is set to intensify this weekend. It's going to be 80 today, I heard, 80 degrees Fahrenheit here. That's in like the 30s somewhere in the 30s Celsius. To intensify this weekend, more than 200 daily low temperature records could be broken from today through Monday across the eastern half of the country. Still recovering from last weekend's historic winter storm, which has been blamed for at least 85 deaths. Before that, it was called 30 deaths. Now they're saying 85 people died amid the crazy winter storm in the United States. In much of the South and back East, temperatures in the coming days could plunge more than 30 degrees below normal. That's degrees Fahrenheit, of course, which are smaller degrees, more refined and precise than big old centigrade degrees, I think, right? At the same time, a powerful bomb cyclone, whatever that is, we heard about that last year, right? Something like that. Expected to bring heavy snow, hurricane-force winds, and coastal flooding to the southeast. And a government shutdown averted, I guess. The Senate has reached a deal to avert a government shutdown, but its fate remains uncertain as lawmakers have yet to hold a vote. With less than a day left before the deadline, a partial shutdown still appears likely, says Commie Nonsense. President Donald J. Trump supports the compromise bill. He's eager to avoid what would be the second shutdown of his term. Not that that's a bad thing necessarily, really, honestly, right? The agreement would separate DHS funding, Department of Homeland Security, from the overall spending package, so said sources to Commie Nonsense. Democrats, I call them demon rats, because they're not for enforcing the actual law or justice either. Push for reforms to rein in Trump's immigration crackdown. They don't like the law being enforced. They like chaos and illegals because they are the party of crime and chaos and mama. And the Federal Reserve President Trump said today he's in nominating Kevin Warsh, W-A-R-S-H, to be the 17th chair of the Federal Reserve to replace that Jerome Powell guy. Kevin Warsh served as Fed governor for 5 years under former President George W. Bush, the son. And he was appointed to the Fed in 06 at the age of 35, making him the youngest ever to serve on the Fed's powerful board. Warsh, now 55, recently shifted his stance on monetary policy. A former inflation hawk, he now favors lower interest rates per numerous public statements. If confirmed by the Senate, he'll take over the role from Jerome Powell, Fed chair, whom Trump has repeatedly criticized for not lowering interest rates quickly and dramatically as Trump wants for America. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting, I gotta drink some water, hold on. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the second hour of the show today already. And you can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. What is the difference between civil rights and human rights? What is the difference between civil rights and human rights? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. And then you can listen to it on your phone, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Every last day, get it off your chest. It's Friday. The day when you can express yourself.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Hello, America.
Hey.
Hand warmers.
Hand warmers.
Hand
warmers.
Chicken.
Hand warmers.
Chicken. Chicken.
Does anyone speak English?
Now, Archbishop Mullally, who will become the first woman to assume this position, has pledged in interviews here to tackle misogyny.
We're finished.
I said, Ron and Linda, you need to leave. And my wife said, they're not going anywhere. I'm half owner of this place. They stay here as long as they want to. So I went outside, I got my gun, I walked back in, I shot him all in the head.
So where was Ron at when you shot him?
Sitting in my chair at the table.
Bro, let me tell you something. You're quitting on yourself, you're quitting on God, you're quitting on your grandma, and everybody else that's around. And I pray for you every night. Out of all these kids, I pray for you.
I pray for you. It's my house, and I live here. It's my chair, I put it there. Oh, the music and the radio. What a mess. I want to go quickly back to Trevor, a first-time call out of Michigan. Trevor, do you have any questions at this point?
No, yeah, it was a good experience. I'm glad I called in and spoke with you. I thank you for your time.
You're welcome. I suggest you start working on yourself. Let me ask, are you your thoughts?
No.
Are you your emotions?
No.
So why do you call them you?
That's something to think about. That's some good. Yeah, I take a lot away from that.
What would happen if you never call a thought or emotion you at all again? What would happen?
Yeah, I might actually get some stuff done. Might be more productive.
You would. But what most importantly, you will stop identifying with evil. All your thoughts, except for practical thoughts, meaning go to work, work on your house, buy your food. But any other thinking is of your father, the devil. And so when you call when you call thoughts and emotions you, you are identified with evil, and evil hates you because it doesn't want you to leave that. It wants you to think it's you. It wants you to identify with it. But it's evil, and the real you, you don't even know who that is because you've identified with the false you. You must die from that. Christ said, in order to have life, you got to die from the false self. You're not your thoughts. You're not your loneliness. You're not your sadness. You're not your gladness. You're not your worries. You're not your fears. You're not the things that has happened through you. You don't have a past. You don't have a future. But you're living with evil, and you're calling it you. If you want to be free, you must overcome evil by stop identifying with it. Don't call it you. Be aware that it's in your head and talking to you, and do nothing about it, and the light will fight your battle for you. It will destroy evil.
Amen. Amen.
So I recommend, have you started doing the silent prayer yet?
Silent prayer.
You know about it?
You'll have to, no, I don't, I'm not sure what that is.
Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. I want you to start doing that. And all that, because all the other prayer stuff you've been doing with the church and all that stuff, you have prayed to God before, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come,
thy
will
be
done.
That's a fine one, too. But if you notice, the other prayers you died with God doesn't work.
Run that web page back to me again. Rebuilding the man.
Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer.
Okay.
Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. And the the silent prayer is the Lord's prayer. You're letting go and letting the spirit of truth destroy the lie, the ego self, the not you. And all those emotions, all of the anger and the fear and the jealousy and the strife and the revenge for nature and judgment, all that will be taken away from you because that's the evil that made a home in you when your mother traumatized you.
Yeah. All right. I've got it up. I'm eager to listen to that after I get off the phone with you here.
Well, start doing that, and then watch those thoughts. Don't call them you, and you got to drop the anger. Forgive your mother and your father.
Yeah, the anger would be.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother yet?
No, I do need to speak with her.
Well, and why have you done that already? You heard me say that before. Why have you done it?
Oh, no, okay. All right. If I got into my relationship with my parents, I mean, it's almost non-existent, to be honest with you.
Every human being relationship with parents are like that.
Is that right?
All human beings. They hate their mama, and they you become like what you hate. And so you have the spirit of your mother in you. Every man, every woman dies. That's why God said we must be born of the spirit of the father, because the spirit of the woman is evil. Satan is her God. And you become like her by becoming angry at her. So now you have the nature of the woman, your mama.
Oh, my God.
He said, oh, my God.
I guess this is, well, it's making sense. And for once, I'm being receptive to it, which is a huge progress for me. So
it really is. And the reason it's making sense to you, because you want the truth. You want what's right. So
yeah,
because I can't make you see anything. The light allows those to see who want to see. So you have God with you already. A glimpse of light is there. But you got to do it now and be aware and stay present. And the light will get brighter and brighter and brighter. And the darkness will completely disappear. But you got to face your mother either on the FaceTime or if you can talk with her in person. If not, you can do it on the phone. But forgive her. She couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her, and so on and so on. And now the woman you made a baby with is doing it to your son, and it just goes on and on until somebody say, no more, I'm overcoming evil. So you got to face your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He couldn't handle her. He loved you. He doesn't know how to deal with the hell in his wife.
I tried to talk to her just last night, and I actually had to hang up because I can't, you know, I just can't speak. If it's not going to be a productive conversation, I won't entertain it, and it was not.
I don't blame you, but I do advise you, do what you want, of course, but this time when you contact her, hey, mother, I realize I'm wrong for resenting you. I realize you cannot help yourself now. Because I can't help myself. This same sin, the evil made a home in me. And that's what is in you. And I know you can't help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. And don't ask for forgiveness. You forgive her, and God will forgive you. And I promise you, Trevor, you will have a perfect and amazing life. While you live, you don't have to wait until you die.
So it's a matter of me telling her forgiveness to her.
Yeah, I'm sorry for resenting you. The sin of man and woman is that they resent. Anyone who has anger is evil, and Satan is your God, because you're playing God. You're judging. You're emotional.
Yeah.
And when you apologize to her for judging her, then God will forgive you, and he will give you a pure heart, and it will be amazing.
Amen.
So don't expect her to apologize or admit anything. You don't need her to do that. You're working on you. Leave her in her hell. Just don't judge her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everybody's walking around with the big plank in the eye and looking for the speck. And yeah.
That's right. All people that judge, they can't see. They're evil. They can't see. So forgive your mother and your father by saying, I'm sorry for resenting you. And if she accepted, fine. Remember, if she accepted, fine. If she doesn't, fine. And you don't need a mama now anyway, so forgive her, and then you go live your life. You don't ever have to deal with her again unless you want to.
All right, well. Thank you for your time.
All right.
I'm looking forward to watching the silent prayer here. So,
okay. Well,
and your broadcast. You have a good day. I maybe call sometime in the future.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
Yeah, for sure.
If you do these things, Trevor, I promise you, you will find and live in perfect peace. And the world can't touch you.
Amen.
All right.
Well, God bless you, Jesse. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Oregon and talk to Christine out of Oregon. Christine, you are on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. I just have something to get off my chest.
Okay.
Okay. I had heard you say something before when somebody brought up some scripture to you that like they were trying to use it to disarm what you were saying. And you said that the scriptures have been rewritten by man. So like they're not, well, I don't think you said they weren't correct. You just said they've been rewritten
over and over again.
Yeah. So I took that as meaning like that's not something you can count on. And then it kind of made the Bible, the whole Bible, irrelevant. Because if you're reading something that's been rewritten and it's wrong, then how do you discern what's right and what's wrong?
By not trying to discern it, but live from within and let the you have a teacher within, and he will teach you all things. That's why we're not supposed to let anyone teach us. They will point you back. They should be pointing you back to the teacher, the kingdom of heaven within.
Right, but you got that by the word of God, right? I mean, because if it wasn't there at all, if there was no Bible, nobody would know nothing.
That's not true, because the word made flesh is already in you.
And
that's what the Bible does. The Bible is just pointing you back to what you already have. It tells you to look inside. It doesn't tell you to hold on to the Bible words. But the religious people, they read the Bible, and they just quote the words from the Bible, and they think they have it. It's the dumbest thing I ever seen. And nothing changed in their lives. They're still angry, jealous. They cry at night. They still worry, emotional. But they have the words from the Bible, and they quote the words, and they seem not to pay any attention that nothing is changing.
Right, and I experienced that myself, you know, always being a seeking God, and then going, it's not doing any good, like going to church, not, you know, so.
Yeah, you got the kingdom of heaven is inside of you. It's already been completed. It is done. It is finished. And so all you have to do is go within and live from within.
Well, I appreciate your speaking and teaching. Well, I don't know if you're teaching, but you're speaking for sure. And it's helped me immensely because I've always been kind of in a victim stance. And
being a victim is just an illusion. It's not even real.
Yeah. But it destroyed me because it was a lot of crying, a lot of pain, a lot of hurt.
And yeah.
To let all that go has changed my life. So I appreciate you and thank you.
And there's nothing, you can read the Bible, but don't read it to remember. Just open it up, read something if you want, and put it away. Don't try to remember it at all, because the devil quote the Bible to the readers. And the readers think that's from God, and it's not.
Right. That's why, like, 20 million different religions believe 20 million different things out of one same sentence.
The religion is, and as I've said before, religion, God nor his son nor the Holy Spirit have anything to do with religion at all. Religion is... That's why they fight over religion, because it's all ego that come from the mind, which is Satan, of the person, and they think that religion is working, and it doesn't, and they don't examine it to see. Religion itself is evil.
Right, except for Jesus was Jewish, and that's a religion. So,
but Jesus wasn't a religious person. He tried to tell the people it's not about religion. It is about the spirit of the truth, the Father.
Yes, yes.
And the Jewish people hate, when the Jewish rabbis and others like that, the teachers of Judaism hated him, and they hated him, and they put him on the cross because they hated him. And they thought that they can kill him, but they were not able to.
Okay, but the not like I'm just like really confused about like it's basically the whole Bible's just like not even significant anymore if it's been rewritten and not correct. But then it's like God will have the Bible, like if it's not correct, wouldn't he fix it the way he wants it to be? Like
you've already done that in your heart, inside of you. And there's nothing wrong with reading the Bible. Some of the things that are still there is true somewhat. It's not like the whole Bible is false. It's just that because human beings are evil, they write the Bible according to what they think and how they feel. And what's going to make the public follow them, pretending that they're following God?
Okay. That was just on my mind, like, for a long time since.
Something is on my mind. It's been troubling me a long, long time.
Like, there's nothing to stand on. It's
beautiful. That's what you want. Nothing to stand on. I don't think it's fair. You walk by and pretend I'm not there.
You're so awesome. Thank you so much.
So don't think about the Bible and all that. Don't get into thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Okay. Well, I've learned how not to argue with men. Especially about the Bible.
That's right. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes, sir.
Stay with it and watch.
Yep.
Stay present. Eternal life, God and everything is right here, right now, all the time. Don't go away from it.
Stay the present. Only problem I have with the silent prayer is that every time I do it, I fall asleep. So,
well, sit up and do it until you don't have to fall asleep.
Okay.
All right. Amazing.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first time caller, Renee, out of Texas. Renee, you are on the air. Renee, you're on mute.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Jesse.
And there
yeah,
you
I can
go.
Hear you now.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Go ahead.
What's up, Jesse?
All is well.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
honestly.
Sir.
Anyways, I do have a question for you.
Okay.
Well, anyways, I have a family member that's pretty much on her dying legs right now, and I've just been questioning because I've had cousins and everything. They're like my brothers and sister. I grew up as an only child and everything. And so and a lot of them has passed. And so right now, one of the last ones are dying on me and everything. I was just questioning about your interpretation on like life and death.
What do you mean they're dying on you?
Well, one of them passed because he was a little bit, how can I say? One of them was a drug overdose. Another one was from obesity. And then another one was from, well, she fell over. Like, I guess she left the wrong way and then she passed. So.
Maybe the one that was on drugs, the one that overdosed, should have given the fat one some of the drugs. And the fat one wouldn't eat so much. And the fat one may be alive.
That is one way to look at it.
So what do you mean they're dying on you, though? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I guess, like, just wondering. It's like, how, I mean, am I living in the right way or something like that?
What do you mean?
Like, the way that you put it, it sounds like it's, where you make it seem like I'm actually living life the right way.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know, Jesse. I was hoping that you can answer it for me.
But I don't know. When you say they're dying on you, I don't know what you mean by that. I'm trying to get an understanding of what you mean by they're dying on you.
I guess I'm making it seem more about myself and everything.
It is about you. It's not about, you can care less about them dying. It's all about you.
All right. You are right, Ray, about that. Amazing.
Amazing. Their death has nothing to do with you. They lived the life that they wanted to live, and it has nothing to do with you at all. And it's not like you care that they're dying. It's just that you think you're going to miss them, and you this. It's all about you, and that's not love.
Yeah, that does. Yeah, it's not, definitely doesn't sound about love or anything.
Speak up a little bit.
I'm just saying, like, it doesn't, yeah, you're right. It doesn't sound like it's love or anything.
It's I not guess. Love. It's all about evil people, about self and no one else. They don't love their children. Where, they love nothing but their own ego.
And so this is where my next question comes in.
Okay.
So you're talking about love and everything, but then you also say that emotion is a sin and everything.
It's
where
not
does
a
love
sin.
Fall in that?
It's a evil ego nature. It's a selfish nature. The human being's love is of their father, the devil. That's why it's all based on them and what they can get and how to make them feel. And when you stop loving them, they get mad. You don't love me anymore. And then you want them to love you some more, and then you feel good again. And then it's all about self. It's not love at all. It's hate. It's posing itself as, presenting itself as love, but it's hate.
But isn't love and hate an emotion too?
Yeah, but it's all evil. It's of your father, the devil. It's all emotional. Emotional people are evil people.
But you also said that emotion is a sin.
Emotion is evil because it's come from the nature of Satan.
But that's what
emotions,
I'm saying. Like, isn't...
Emotion is the nature of evil.
Okay, I see what you're saying, yeah.
What am I saying?
No, I'm just, like, never mind, but...
No,
I
what am I
thinking
saying?
That, whenever you say that love and hate is a, like, it's also a sin. No, love is God and hate is a sin.
I didn't say a sin, I said evil.
Evil?
Yeah.
Sorry.
If you notice, emotional people with so-called love and hate, they're evil people. They fight. They're jealous. They're revengeful. They're selfish. They're of their father, the devil, because love, emotional love, has nothing to do with God at all. Emotional love hate God.
Okay, that's where I was, like, crossing the line. Okay.
So about your friend passing, wish them well.
It was a loved one. It's not a friend. It was more of a close family member to me.
Right. But same thing. You wish them well, and stop pretending that you care so much. You don't. It's all an act.
What do you mean by an act?
Hold on a minute. Let me take a break. 888-77 Jesse. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. I do shout outs for you. Any kind of shout out, birthday, wedding, encouragement, congratulations, shout out, whatever it is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. And don't forget to support us. I know you're doing it. Some of you are doing it already, but I have to remind people they get help, but they forget to help us help others. So they're like, oh, Jess, I'm so sorry. I didn't think of that. But go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. It's a nonprofit. It's a 503C1, 501C3. 501C3. Thank God for the post up there. And you can go, you can mail it in at, check a money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND, or you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or you can scan the QR code to support Bond. You have no excuses now. Oh, I wanted to support, but I couldn't find out how. Call 800-411-BOND or scan the QR code, all right? I want to go quickly back to Renee. Renee is a family member is aspiring. Renee, what was your question for me? I forgot.
Yes, I'm actually Renee's cousin, and three of our cousins have passed away.
Are you the same person I was just talking to?
No, but he's right here.
Oh, let me
I just wanted to. All right.
You just wanted to what? Who are you?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Oh.
No, this is Renee now.
Who was the other person?
Oh, that was my other cousin.
Oh. So, oh, I said that.
Amazing, right?
Amazing. You got to remember that in the Bible it talked about a man that was dead, and then and they sent message to Christ.
And a lot of people in the Bible die, too.
What's a man in the Bible name that dead? What?
Jesus?
Lazarus. Lazarus was dead, and his friends and family like, Christ, did you hear the news? And Lazarus was a friend of Christ. And they're like, you hear the news? Lazarus is dying or dead. Come. Mm-hmm. Please come. Come, Jesus. And Jesus said, what the? And he like, I ain't got time to go there. Let the dead bury the dead. And he went about his business.
I remember that, what was that one story off the Bible where people were going to Jesus' funeral or something like that, and then, like, people in the back, they wanted to see, and then all of a sudden they got pushed to the front or something like that.
I don't know, but...
Was that...
But I want, because of time, I want you to know you're faking it that you're hurt over your friend passing. It's all an act. It's not real.
But isn't hurting also like an emotion too? Like,
yeah, but it's evil. It's not you. Who are you?
I know. But is there...
Who are you?
But couldn't we hurt for the people that grew close to us and everything?
No.
What so good we all got to live a little selfishly?
What good does it do you to hurt for somebody else?
It's not about, like, being selfish or anything. It's about, like, actually, like, feeling for the people around you that actually pass and everything.
What good is that
doing you? For the memories that we...
What good is it doing them?
It's not doing good or anything, but it's also like letting us remember about the people that we grew up with and everything.
Why?
And that little emotion actually helps us, like, feel
why
the emotion,
you...
like, feel the sadness and feel the, you know, like, what's called the progress that we need in life.
Let me ask this, then I got to run, but why can't you reflect on that without feeling anything about it? Why do you need to feel something?
Because that's the way of life. Like, we got to feel our way.
That's not life.
Of progressing.
Renee,
it's a way of progressing.
Renee, that's not life, and you're not progressing. You're dying.
We're all dying a little bit, but
Renee,
it's a way
I gotta run.
Progress and not die faster than, okay.
I appreciate it, but I recommend you wish them well and don't get into your head and emotion about it. And you'll be able to deal with it in a perfect way.
Could you do one thing for me?
Yes, sir.
Real quick. Could you say, what the?
I really can say it about this. What the?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. But amazing. Let me go first time call out of Massachusetts. John, you are on the air.
I see.
Hey, John.
What's going on?
All is well.
How are you? So I've been hearing this rumor about you online. People seem to believe that you are really a white man in blackface makeup.
That's true.
That's true.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm white
amazing.
On the inside, black on the outside.
Hell yeah. Thank you for taking my call, Joe.
All right, John.
Amazing. Have a
good day. All right. Amazing. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Yesterday, coming in late, Triple Order 5000 donated a diamond. At least I saw it late. No such and such. No diamond. He didn't say such and such.
Amazing. Thank you.
I'll tell you when you're older.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Triple Order 5000.
Thank you.
Something I cannot repeat. T. Smith bought a couple of cash apps saying for coffee, and one of them has hearts around the smiling face.
Right on. I appreciate that. Thanks for helping us to help others.
Nude, pardon me if I'm butchering your name. I probably am. 17 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. With no message.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tom with 5. Hi,
Tom
Jesse.
Tom and like a mug.
Hi, Jesse. Do you think that you are... Oh, pardon me. I can't read. Do you think that who you are has something to do with where you come from? I understand I am nothing, but I can't help but have a strong sense of who I am when I'm reminded where I grew up, the people I grew up with, etc. Any thoughts?
No, you're definitely not... Who you are, it has nothing to do with where you came from. I promise you that. Amazing. Thank you.
Elise A3. Thanks for the help, Jesse. I called you this week for my father pressing me to see my grandmother. It was easier than I thought to confront him. Thanks for your help, and God bless you.
Yeah, that's why you got to stop listening to thoughts. All thoughts, all lies all the time about anything. That's amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You can buy the Stay With It on my merch store at jesseleepeterson.shop, by the way. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Elise. That's cool. Kevin on Cash App, tithe on tips.
I appreciate that, Kevin. Thank you, man. Amazing.
Josh from Georgia with the BQ response.
Hey, Josh from Georgia. Georgia on my mind. The BQ is, what's the difference between civil rights and human rights?
Civil rights is a meaningless term used to deceive Americans, purpose to destroy America from within. Human rights is the same thing, but used to destroy America from the outside. It's exactly the same as the demons in me that are working to destroy me from within, and the demons outside of me working within others working to destroy me, says Josh in Georgia.
Amazing. Thank you, Josh. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Is that our Josh?
It is indeed. I do
believe.
I didn't
know Josh can write that well.
Well, he does read a lot of Wikipedia, or did at one time.
Oh, he has a degree, right?
God knows.
I think he has it from a black university.
Oh, yeah. He might have gone to, like, Howard or one of those places.
Thank you, Josh. Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Shout out.
Shout out to Josh.
A question from Bruce on X live stream. Is the soul and the spirit the same thing, just different words?
Yes. Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young, A. Jesse, Don Lemon arrested. About time.
Yeah, we reported on that this morning. What the? Thank you.
Anthony L. with a yellow dog with red in the inside of the ears sticker.
Who let the dogs out? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Marcus G59, everybody afraid and always trying to fight for something or someone except for baby Jessica's daddy. 100.
That's for sure. Everybody and their mama are trying to fight for something except baby Jessica's daddy. Amazing. Thank you.
AKP9597 with a pear sticker with a headband and a cane, dancing cane and ring. You are amazing.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you.
Deshaun MV, thanks, Jesse. You are the great black hope. I appreciate you and the crew. Ignore all thoughts and stay present.
Amazing. Absolutely. And thank you for your support to help us, to help others. Thank you.
No more thoughts, but a coffee. Greetings from the cold north. It was -7 degrees Fahrenheit today at work. Has any of you ever cross-country skied? If you have, how'd you like it?
It's cold up in them there heels. Have you gone skiing before?
Cross-country skiing is the only skiing I have ever done.
And did you like it?
Yeah, it's okay.
Was it cold or hot up there?
It was cool out.
That's the only way I would go skiing. It had to be in the summertime.
Nice.
But you did like it.
Yeah.
White people always go skiing. Amazing. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska, very generous.
Keep warm, by the way.
Yes, sir. No more thoughts. Thank you. Jim in Alaska, very generous. Jesse and the crew work so hard to help build our guild, our souls every day. Maybe build, but maybe guild. Maybe you can treat yourselves to a few pizzas or burgers. Can't thank you guys enough, and we love you guys. Double exclamation mark. See you in a few months for church again. Jim in Alaska.
Thank you, Jim. And I don't know if you saw my peanut butter, hot link sausage you sent us, and with the hot sauce, and I put peanut butter on it. It was so good, Jim. I said I got it from
Pete in Alaska.
But it's from Jim. You, Jim. It was so good. Made you want to slap your mama. Thank you, man, and I'll see you soon. Thank you.
Drew B., three coffees, answer to the biblical question.
What's the difference between civil rights and human rights?
There is no such thing as a human or civil rights. Those are just things people have created to maintain systems of mind control. God has given everyone all the rights they need, so human rights are the fake rights. Various race of fingers, two fingers up in emojis, and a whole bunch of American flags.
Amazing. Thank you, and I'll put my little Tuesday's in on Sunday. Amazing.
Barbecue Pringle. Jesse, don't you think denying free will is the same as denying responsibility and accountability? Something you have to do to take it.
No such thing as free will and no such thing as responsibility, except for to go to work, keep food on your table, and a roof over your head. Amazing. Thank you.
Jesus, as always, thank you, sir, for church.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it. Let me go to Tinson. Tinson, I believe. What? Oh, Tansen. T-A-N. Tansen. First time caller out of Canada. Tansen, you are on the air.
Hey there. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you, Tansen.
I just had a question about forgiving your mother type
yes.
of thing. I'm just looking for, because when I do it, I want to do it properly, and I don't want to, like, mince my words or say something unnecessary. So
right.
I'm just wondering, like, should I tell her, like, exactly, like, you know, I feel like I've inherited your nature and I've grown bitter because of that. So, but I don't blame you because you tried your best, so I forgive you type of thing? Go ahead.
If those words come, yes. But your primary thing is once you really see for yourself that you have resentment or anger toward her, you go, and now you're an adult, you realize you're wrong for being mad at her because she couldn't help herself, just as you can't help yourself. You can't make yourself overcome that. You just, hey, mother, I'm just giving you like a little layout, but let the words come naturally. I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. If she may ask, well, why you resent me? It was your daddy, or your daddy wasn't here, whatever. I'm wrong for resenting you, and whatever words come, put them out there. If not, forgive her. Don't ask for forgiveness. You apologize for resenting her, and that's what forgiveness is, and go live your life.
Right. Okay. So I can tell her, like, exactly, like, what you say is, like, to everyone that, you know, sorry, Mom, I've inherited your nature, and I've grown bitter and towards you, so, but I forgive you, because I know you tried your best, and you can't help it, and I can't help it, and
absolutely.
I know your mom did the exact same thing, so I forgive you type of thing.
Absolutely. If you want to say that, absolutely. Don't argue with her, though. Don't try to prove anything. You're just saying you're wrong for resenting her, and if she, whatever her reaction is, that's on her. It has nothing to do with you. Let her act whatever she wants, and you live your life. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, good. Yeah, live your life, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, GP. Thanks for the wisdom. I got one more question for you.
Okay.
I have a cat. Does that make me a beta male?
What a beta! No, it's fine if the cat is there to eat up the rats.
Yeah, well, hopefully. I've been training her good.
Right on.
All right.
Amazing.
Well, thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too, bud. I wish you well.
You too. Thanks.
All right, now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Lucas out of California. Let's see here. Lucas, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Lucas. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. I wanted to ask a question about the saying people say full potential. Like, what does that mean?
Nothing.
Full potential.
Nothing.
That's what I'm saying, because I'm always being told that, but I'm never saying that to anybody. I don't get it.
It's just another made-up word for ego fulfillment.
Yeah.
They want to sound smart. They want to sound like they care. They want to act like they're encouraging you. But, or they're trying to put you down. But however, whatever they mean by put it, just don't be angry at them and you live your life.
Yeah. So, Jesse, how do you deal? Well, I kind of got an idea. I mean, I'm doing my best at it. But how do you deal with? Because you have to interact with people eventually. You have to run
right.
into people eventually.
Yes.
And, how do you deal with, like, you see that, like, it's almost like you start predicting. And I know it's your thoughts, but nine out of ten times, if I'm not angry and I'm not having any emotions, but I see the emotions in another, and I can kind of predict about how the conversation or whatever is going to go, how do you, like, control that?
By not controlling it. If you don't want to have a certain conversation, don't have it. If you want to talk about something, bring it up, but don't force it on anyone. And if the conversation needs to end, end the conversation, walk away. But just don't judge the person that you're talking to or speaking to or people.
All right, Jesse, I really appreciate it. Yeah, the biggest thing, I'm just like, you're saying full potential. I'm like, am I supposed to do more? And then my mind starts going like, what about you? Like, it always makes me want to do that, but I don't. It's almost like, I don't know. Yeah, that's just, I'm just dealing with those.
Yeah, no.
Evil.
You, right. But wish them well. Don't be angry at them. They can't see. And they're just going by what they've been taught by the family or the church or some professor or some educator. They don't know it better, so don't hold it against them and just live your life.
Thank you. And also, Jesse, can I answer the biblical question?
What's the difference between civil rights and human rights?
Well, I believe that there's only one type of right, but I mean, human rights are, I guess, kind of ego, and then civil rights, I guess, is the law. That's what I would say. But human rights, I don't think they exist. But civil rights, I would think that, I guess, it's kind of the law. Like,
you say you don't believe human right exists, and civil right is the law?
Yeah, is the law. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I believe that there's only one kind of right, but in the first place, but I would say if we're technically, I mean, civil rights, it's in the law. There's only one kind of right, but if we're talking technically, civil rights is the law. But human rights, I don't think that exists.
And why? I appreciate that, man. I will put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right. Awesome, Jesse. I appreciate it. I'm going to try to make it to church this Sunday.
Oh, okay. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes. Yes, most definitely.
Stay with it.
To the point where I'm waking up in the middle of the night and having to do it.
Right on.
Because my dreams are getting crazy. It's like the more I want to get away from the evil, the more it wants to talk to me.
Yeah,
it's
and
crazy.
Just watch it, do nothing about it, don't call it you, and let the light destroy the darkness, all right?
Yes, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Yeah. See you on Sunday if you make it.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
All right.
I promise.
Okay. Bye now. Yeah. I got to take a break. The hate news is coming. One more hour to go. When I come back, straight to your calls and super chats. I'll be back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Yeah.
some serious mess going on in this here old world, such as there are these criminal networks that dupe people into captivity, I guess, over in these third world countries, and they're threatening them under threat of torture to try to scam us, and China's trying to do something about it, cleaning up the world. That's what the latest commie nonsense propaganda is, and there's this video game about it informing us about it from a small Chinese startup. So isn't that so cool? China's actually doing good in the world, at least according to commie nonsense, and I believe them. I believe commie nonsense. Okay, so, but I do disclaim no endorsement nor opposition or whatever implied. I don't know, info may be false. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, the 30th of January, AD 2026. There's one line open. You can call in right now, young or old, even during fake news, not fake news, and JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats, see a couple of them coming in just now, even as I speak. It is fake news, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can catch the Hake Report. My show is a two-hour show right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And then American Anchor Baby after the Fallen State. Because the Fallen State with a round three versus John Fugelsang. JLP talked with John Fugelsang about 8 years ago, plus or minus. And then he talked on the Fallen State. And then he talked with him again at Politicon over in L.A., I guess it was. Maybe Pasadena, but I'm pretty sure it was like downtown L.A. And then he might be Pasadena. But anyway, and then round three, second appearance of John Fugelsang, frequent Bill Maher guest, politically incorrect and real time, more like fake time. He's an aspiring Christian, atheist, Jewish friendly, John Fugelsang. Not friendly so much to the conservative Christians, whom he thinks are anti-Christ. This is the end of, nice. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports on these Canada tariffs. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, said Thursday he is decertifying a Canadian-made aircraft and threatened a 50% tariff until American-made Gulfstreams are certified there in Canada. Yeah, how about a little reciprocity, Canada? A tariff threat is the latest episode in a prolonged spat between the United States and its next-door up-north neighbor since our greatest president took office last year. Thursday, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said he expects Trump to, quote-unquote, respect Canadian sovereignty. They think they're sovereign. After reports that Alberta separatists met with United States officials seeking Trump's help to split from Canada. A few days earlier, Trump also threatened a 100% tariff, 100%, on Canada if they struck a trade deal with China. And did you hear about the Nipah virus? N-I-P-A-H. N-I-P-A-H. Nipah virus. The World So-Called Health Organization, which I heard was corrupt from a somewhat reliable source, from the evil UN, part of the evil UN, World Health Organization. But they reported two cases of Nipah virus in an eastern Indian state on Thursday. Okay? The rare virus kills more than half of those whom it infects. Classified by the CDC as a biosafety level 4 pathogen, highest category alongside viruses like Ebola. Nipah has the potential to serve as an agent for bioterrorism. There's been only a few outbreaks, none in the United States yet, right? Just wait till Biden gets back in. It's kidding. Biden's not getting back in, but somebody might. Nipah is considered a public health threat because of its case fatality rate, over 50%. Potential for human-to-human transmission, and a lack of approved vaccines nor treatment. Most commonly, it's been transmitted through direct contact with infected pigs or bats, the CDC says. And the spacecraft that's going to take human beings to the moon, some experts are worried it's going to crack. We'll see what happens. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3. We'll be right back.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, what's the difference between civil rights and human rights? What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? An amazing biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show. We are on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, heard around the world, different time zone for different folks. So people, sometimes they just can't sit and watch it. You can podcast and listen to it on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. And Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Friday is, express yourself on Friday. Friday is whatever's on your mind, get it off your chest.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Hello, America.
Hey.
Hand warmers?
Hand warmers.
Hand
warmers?
Chicken?
Hand warmers.
Chicken? Chicken?
Does anyone speak English?
Now, Archbishop Mullally, who will become the first woman to assume this position, has pledged in interviews here to tackle misogyny.
We're finished.
I said, Ron and Linda, you need to leave. And my wife said, they're not going anywhere. I'm half owner of this place. They stay here as long as they want to. So I went outside. I got my gun. I walked back in. I shot him all in the head.
So where was Ron at when you shot him?
Sitting in my chair at the table.
Hey, bro, let me tell you something. You're queen on yourself. You're queen on God. You're queen on your grandma. And everybody else that's around. And I pray for you every night. Out of all these kids, I pray for you.
They're not working. What the? What a mess. It's a spiritual battle. It's not physical. And you don't have to be you any longer. Really. You can stop being you right now. Drop the ego. Drop the anger. I want to go quickly to Noah out of Michigan. Noah, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Noah.
Good. So did you hear what Pocahontas, a.k.a. Elizabeth Warren, said on the House floor about that one guy who got shot by ICE? You know who I'm talking about, right? That one guy?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear what she said.
Oh, she got on the House floor. She called him a great guy And, you know, she was bashing the president and she was calling for ICE to be defunded. I mean, it was all a mess. Like she was pretending like this guy was an innocent bystander. He was a good guy, you know, he recycled all that, you know. But in reality, there's video of him out there spitting on ICE agents, kicking their taillights in.
Well, the Democrats are trying to get back into power, so they'll say anything at this point because they want the illegals to stay here in order to vote for the illegal can vote for them. It's all about that.
Really? So you think so? It's a power play for them.
100%. It's not that they love the illegals; it's just that their vote numbers are going down, and they need someone to vote for them. That's all they're fighting for, to get back into power.
Well, maybe if they want to get back into power, how about stop defending criminals? How about stop, you know, just stop defending anarchy, you know? Defend order, you know?
They don't believe in order.
Really?
Yeah. Look how much disorder they brought up on the country by open borders, letting inmates out of prisons and jail. No bail bond, defunded the police. They did everything but order. They created disorder, and it backfired on them.
Yeah, I know. And the people that were, there were liberals defending the people storming the church.
Yeah.
And they were, and you know what they all said? They were like, oh, well, aren't Mexicans people of God too? A person I know actually said this to me. He's like, oh, they're people of God too. You know, they're Mexicans. I'm like, yeah, but God doesn't believe in anarchy. He believes in order. That's why he wrote the Mosaic Law.
That's right. Amazing. Yeah. Thank you, Noah.
Amazing.
I appreciate it. Amazing. What a mess.
Have a good day, sir.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Mitt out of Australia. Mitt, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you, mate? I know all's well, but how's your week been?
Oh, mate. All is well. Mitt, is this Saturday in Australia right now?
It is. It's the weekend. It's the last day me and my kitty cat get to listen to you. My cat loves you. Every time I put you on, her eyes go big. She gets excited, especially with you and Hake. Mate, okay. I got nothing better to do. I wait up to 3 a.m. to the U.S. stock market opens. So
amazing.
That's what I do.
But, right on.
Hey, I've read a few versions of the Bible, right? I just want to go back to that guy who was talking about heaven in the book of Barnabas, and that's one you can all download on the internet. There's PDFs of it. Some Italian decrypted the whole thing. But it talks about 10 different types of heavens. I don't remember which ones because it's been so long since I've read the book of Barnabas, and it's a type of Bible. You know, and it speaks about 10 different types of heaven. So I don't know where it is either, but there's a book that speaks about 10 different types of. I've also read a 16th century Bible that talks about Jesus as a very young person, and they've deleted it. All the Jews, all the new King James Bible have deleted it from their Bibles, but the older Bibles have a book about Jesus before the age of 30, and they had glass. They didn't exactly have magnifying glasses, but they did have glass, and he would use that to refine the sun. Jesus Christ, the people that most churches and priests praise, would hurt little animals, hurt little insects with pieces of glass magnified by the sun. He would also harm innocent farm animals, like for fun. He was a very bad and very like uncontrollable child. Some scholars have tried to bend it and say, oh, he was training in all these different places, which I believe maybe he was, but he was also a very, very bad child. And if you read between the lines...
Do you believe it? Because of time, do you believe it?
I don't believe in anything that man has written. I am unsure on absolutely everything after the...
Right on.
I'm not on any drugs right now, but the amount of psychedelics that I've used in my life, I can't be sure on anything, mate. You know, I question everything 10 times, and even after those 10 answers, I'm still unsure.
Well,
but
just, stay out of your thought about it, and don't get angry, and the truth will be revealed to you.
100%, and I love what you said about there is a God inside and we can question stuff ourselves. And, you know, the coolest part about the planet I come from is that we all have our own opinion and we're allowed to express it. Like, my right doesn't have to be your right, and their right doesn't have to be their. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
And
that's all I want to say. And love from Australia. And, you know, white power, black power, white power, black power. And I say this to even the blacks on our island. If you claim anything other than, you know, supremacy beside us, it is victim mentality. And, you know, after that black dude Barack opened the borders, you need people like ICE. Trust me, you need them.
Yeah.
After he opened the borders to all those evil people, and all of them came up from, that's the north, Canada's south. So we think you're a bit upside down, America, from Australia. But, you know, let's leave it at that and have a beautiful, beautiful... I'll be watching the rest of the show. Love from down or up or wherever we are in Australia.
Right,
love from Australia. White power, black power. And I'll be listening to Hake too. So I love you, Jesse.
Thank you,
and have a lovely rest of the day or morning or wherever, whatever time it is over there.
Say hello to your cat.
I will, very much so. She's a full little black panther, and she loves you very much.
All right.
And have a lovely rest, Jay. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for taking the time to take my call.
All right, man. Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to Gene out of Orlando, Florida. Gene, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing, sir?
All is well, Gene.
Awesome, man. First off, I wanted to say thank you so much for your work and what you do, man. You really helped me and my wife. And my family. I was calling you here. Basically, we're at a point where we want to separate.
Who?
My wife had mentioned the word separation.
Oh, okay.
And I kind of just was like, you know what? Okay, whatever. And she didn't really mean that. And then a couple of days later, we find out that she's pregnant with our child. So my question is, like, should I separate or try to stay with her and work it out?
You said that she mentioned separation to you?
Correct.
And she wanted to separate?
That's what she said. She said it out of anger, out of emotion. She said she didn't mean it, but she said she wanted to separate.
Oh, okay. And you want to know, should you do that or not?
Right.
Of course.
Because we're married.
Of course, if she want to go, let her go and don't feel anything about it. If you do feel something about it, overcome it, because only when you will feel something, you're made of your God. We're not supposed to feel anything about people going in and coming into our lives. We should only have one God. So if she want to go, let her go.
But what about her being pregnant and the baby, though? Like, should I just let her go with the baby? Because I don't want to.
Yeah.
She wanted to go back to her, she's from Europe. She wanted to go back to Europe with the baby. Should I just let her take the baby?
Yeah, the baby is still inside of her?
Correct. She's 10 weeks now.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. And if she think that is important to you, because parents tend to make children their God, especially fathers, and they hurt when the women take their children away from them. If she think that it hurting you, she going to really take them away from you.
I see.
So I wouldn't beg. I wouldn't show any emotion. I would overcome emotion. And whatever happens, happens.
Okay. I see. So okay. Then let's say, well, do you believe in divorce or should you divorce? I don't want a divorce, but.
Why not?
That's kind of, I mean.
Why would you want to be with someone that don't want to be with you?
You're right.
No, that was a question.
You know what? I don't know. I guess because, like, what I was taught growing up as a Christian or Protestant Christian is, you know, you don't divorce, you don't separate because God don't like that. So don't.
God's not concerned about you divorcing or not. And God doesn't want you to be with someone that don't want to be with you. It's just two devils together fighting.
Right.
If you love her, you wouldn't feel anything about her leaving.
And you know what? To be honest, I don't. Because I've been doing the silent prayer. I forgave my mom and my dad. I don't. It's the fact that once I made that decision and then she told me she was pregnant, I wanted to try to stay for the baby's sake, but
I
didn't feel anything about her.
To stay, because she'll use that baby against you and destroy that baby.
Well, I'm trying to work it out with her now.
How are you trying to work it out?
So I looked at your website, Bond.
Yeah.
And I tried to register for counseling for us to try to do counseling with you.
Mm-hmm.
If that's possible, I'd love to do that because we both love your show. We both, you know, try our best to, you know, follow what you're saying as far as doing the silent prayer. She forgave her parents. I forgave my parents.
So if she's working on herself, why is she trying to leave you?
I think she still has work to do. I don't know. Why would she want to leave me? That's kind of where I asked her. I was like, why would you want to leave in a marriage? Like, this is not her first time seeing something like that.
How do you
like
know she's working on herself?
I asked her that same question, and I don't know how she's working on herself.
So,
I mean, she's going to therapy, but that's pretty much it.
She's going to therapy?
Yeah, I signed up because I'm part of the military. She's able to get free therapy.
But it's not working, based on what you said.
Right. It's not.
So, is she doing? You said she went and forgave her mother?
She did.
Well, if you can set up a couple counsel session, you and her counsel session, go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. And I would love to talk to, if she wants to both of you so I can hear her side of the story, because what you're saying is not making sense. If she's truly working on herself and you're working on yourself, there's no way she would be leaving you, especially if she has a baby inside, your baby inside of her. She wouldn't
right.
be, even if she didn't have one, if both of you are working on yourselves, she would not be leaving you.
I agree with you. I agree.
But if she want to leave, don't force her to stay or anything, because it would be the best thing to happen for you.
Yeah. I mean, the issue that we're having now is because of this whole separation idea, and, you know, she's like, it's not healthy for me emotionally for me to keep seeing you at the house, so you need to go stay somewhere else, and I stay at the house. So I'm looking for somewhere else to stay. So
no, don't leave your home. Let her leave if she want. If she's not healthy, you let her leave. Don't leave your home for her.
I see. I know I was right. I knew I was right. I didn't want to leave, but my thing is, I didn't want police to be involved or
sleep in a separate room. You don't have to be with her, but it sounds like the therapy people telling her that kind of mess. It's not healthy that you be around him. This is not healthy for you. Let her leave if she want to leave. Don't argue with her. Don't fight with her. You stay in a separate room in your own place, but don't let somebody put you out of your place.
You're right. You are absolutely right, sir. Well, if it's possible, I'm going to go ahead and do the website, rebuildingtheman.com.
Yeah.
To try to do a counseling session for me and my wife.
Okay.
But Jesse, I appreciate you so much, man. We love you. We thank you a lot.
Stay away from anger so you can always see things clearly.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Try to set up a counseling session.
Thank you. I will do that.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye. I want to play this quick video that I held back because I'm trying to get to as many calls as possible. It's open last Friday. And I want to know, what do y'all think about this, really? And I do want to hear from you about it. At least, how do you see it? This is from TMZ. A man dressed as a Batman. A man dressed as a Batman emotionally confronted Santa Clara City Council for co-op, Santa Clara City Council for cooperation with ICE. Watch this from TMZ.
What the f*** are we doing here? Seriously, you have had months to prepare for this upcoming event. I don't give a damn if this is outside of decorum. People are dying on our streets every single day in this country, because we allow this federal government to walk all over you. Look me in the eye. Can any one of you go home to your children and tell them that you did everything you could to protect their classmates, to protect their grandparents? I don't want you to sit back and watch. I want you to f***ing do something. Each and every one of these people who have came up has been very polite, very earnest, very kind, pleading you, begging you to do something. I'm not begging you. I'm demanding that you act with some semblance of a spine. Do something.
Thank you.
If this is true, they need to put him in a mental hospital. That's not how Superman act. What the? Superman was a nice guy. Oh, what a beta. What a mess. What do y'all think about that? I want to know. And what do you think about, from 8 News Now, Las Vegas substitute teacher got caught using a quote-unquote racial slur. And a viral video has been fired. This is according to the Clark County School District. Watch this from 8 News Now.
Brian Kirsten, we became aware of the video after it had gone viral. What we know is last week at Centennial High School, a substitute teacher used the N-word. It was caught on video and immediately led to outrage among students.
There's a discussion happening among students standing in front of the classroom. Their substitute teacher stood beside them and then cuts them off.
I want to know why. When black people are amongst each other, they call each other
That sentence sparked a reaction among students, some throwing their hands in the air. But the sub wasn't done making her point.
Exactly. When a white person says it, it's like, oh my God, it's like an act of something. What is that?
The principal for Centennial High School issued a statement after the incident, saying a substitute staff member in a classroom engaged in a conversation with racial implications that was not conducive to the classroom environment. He adds that the substitute is no longer an employee of the Clark County School District. Tracy Lewis of the Las Vegas Alliance of Black School Educators was made aware of the video.
Even these kids now are at a point that enough is enough, you know, and so I commend the students.
What? Nah, they don't care anything about the word. They just know if white people use it, you're supposed to overreact. And so they got an automatic overreaction button on hold there. Button, you know, pause button. They don't care about that word. And why they got all these females in control? What a mess. And last but not least, X. And it's from X. A judge, Raul West, Texas judge Raquel West. My bad, Raul. Raquel West. Shredded a man in felon in court after he showed up wearing a shirt that read, World Best F. Watch this from X.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. What made you think that was a good shirt to wear to court this morning? That's all you could find? That's all the only shirt you had in your closet? World's Best Farter. That's great. No, it says, I can read it. I see what it says at the bottom. You're in felony court. You need to dress appropriately to felony court, and that's not appropriate. These are just normal, common sense things.
Is that racial for a white lady to correct a black person and say, you're not acting white? You're not acting right? What the? His shirt said, the world best. Oh, he said his father, but she said, no, it's something else. What the? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Rob out of Northern California. Rob, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse? How's your little radio show going?
Amazing. My little radio show doing fine.
Nice. Happy Flat Earth Friday.
Flat Earth Friday?
It can be.
Oh.
I called you a while ago about how you helped me deal with my not having a father around and all that stuff. And we were talking about Flat Earth because I often educate Hake on Flat Earth. And, I wanted to tell you about something that's going on in my life, but I also wanted to respond to a couple of questions you had before, which was about like how come we can't see China from here, and how come the light from the sun doesn't go all the way to us when it's over in China.
Let me ask you this about the flat earth.
Yeah,
I noticed that flat earth people cannot believe the truth about anything. It's like everything is because they believe that the earth is flat. They believe everything else that's wrong, and they cannot see the truth. Why is that?
I actually wanted to address that, too. I heard you guys talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
It's not that we don't believe the stuff that you say. It's that we test things out that people tell us, and then when we test it out, it shows that, like, the math and stuff that we're supposed to believe doesn't really math out correctly. So like, it's not the fact that we didn't at one point in time believe it when they told it to us when we were all 5 years old. Yeah, we all believed it at that time.
Why do they believe the earth is flat and there's no proof of it at all?
Well, there is proof of it because you can test it with like lasers and you can test it with like P1000 cameras.
Have you done that?
So you can. Personally, no, I have not done that.
So
but
you're still
I have gone up
someone
on
someone else's word about that.
Well, I can give you an example. There's a hill around the town that I live. It's about maybe 60 miles away from San Francisco, and I can go up on this hill. It's probably about I don't know about 200 feet high or something like that. I'd have to take an altimeter up there to do it. But I can go up on this hill and I can see the Golden Gate Bridge like clear as day, and there's no obstruction. So meaning that there's no curve between me and the Golden Gate Bridge at all.
But you're looking down on the bridge, right?
But the bridge is also high. The bridge is probably taller than that hill that I'm that I'm hiking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the Golden Gate Bridge is pretty tall. So there is things that I have actually seen with my own eyes. And then if I go out to the beach and I'm sitting on a cliff or whatever, you look from side to side, the water doesn't curve like side to side. Cause that span, that distance that you can see from left to right is pretty far. So there should be a little bit of a curve, but you can hold a yardstick up to that. And it's the horizon is flat.
Well, let me say this because of time. Hate has proven that the earth is round. Haven't you seen this T-shirt where he's pointing?
I have.
He's like, look over there. The earth is round.
Obviously. Yeah, no, I love that shirt. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I did want to say I recently went through a thing where something affected my second job, and I'm looking for a secondary work right now, but I do have my own business going and stuff like that. But I was using the stuff that you teach men, you know, because everybody just started piling on me. You know, everybody's like, oh, you should quit, and you should do this, and you should do that, and you know, and it's like it wasn't even my fault that I couldn't do this job, but it's like, but everybody, especially the people closest to you, they all have these great ideas that. You're like, no, like, I'm not quitting on what I'm doing.
There you go. You're right. You stay with the reality and you'll be fine.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Rob. I got to take a break. The Church of Test is now open on DLive and stretched off on pills.net. Thank you, Rob. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And after, from a 9 to 11. And after Hake, brand new episode every Friday at 11 a.m. of the FallenState.tv. Fun conversation, but interesting, with John Fugerson. He's an actor, author. And he has a brand new book, Separation of Church and Hate. Not Hake. But H-A-T-E. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I grew up believing that Christianity was about the teachings of Jesus, right?
And so are you a Christian?
I used to brag I was a Christian. Now I say I aspire to be a Christian.
And do you have anger?
All the time.
Why not drop it?
If I could find the right drugs to help me never be angry again, yeah.
Does God want you to love him by voice or choice?
But this is not about love. It's about justice. You love these segregationists, don't you? Well, you f***ing hate Jesus. Your whole movement does, and you know it, Jesse.
Calm down. You're going to love the conversation. It was amazing. That's at 11 a.m. today, right after the Hake Report. And you can support us on the Fallen State by going to the YouTube channel there, become a member, or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby, right after the FallenState.tv. Around 12 or so, Pacific time. And then Sunday morning fellowship, all are invited. Doors open at 10:30, meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And last but not least, check out Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV. Brand new episode you can podcast. Interesting episode. Fight episode. Check it out. All right? And thank you for your support. Let me go to Howard out of North Carolina. Howard, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Howard.
I'm doing well,
I had
too.
An uncle named Howard, but he did now.
He did?
He did.
Yeah, my wife, she passed away 3 months ago. She did.
May her soul rest in peace.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah.
I was just calling to thank you for helping me get through that. It was the first 3 months, I was just like I was in a daze. And then I didn't watch you or nothing or listen. I thank God sent me back to you and this week. Old devil been running wild in my mind. I was thinking, that's not me.
Yeah.
And I felt a lot better this week. I felt better this week since she passed November the 21st. It's been 3 months, a little over 3 months now.
Right on.
And I was just calling to thank you for helping. God sending me back to you because I wasn't hardly watching nothing or doing anything there for a while. And God is a voiceless. He just revealed things to me. You're right.
Yep.
100% right about that.
Yep.
And I was just calling to give you a shout out how much you helped me. And I've been feeling a lot better and watching those thoughts and just, that's not me, letting them pass.
Yeah.
And can I ask a biblical question too, right quick?
What's the difference between civil rights and human rights?
There's no difference. We only have two rights. You have the right to live in your hell, or you have the right to overcome if you want to.
That's for sure.
There's no difference. They're made up. Civil rights are made up.
Amazing. I appreciate that, man. And I
thank you, Jesse.
Put my two cents on Sunday. You're welcome. But just a reminder.
Stay with it.
Stay with it.
Go ahead.
And just know that all thoughts and emotions are all lies all the time.
Yeah.
So just watch them and let the spirit of light destroy them.
Yeah, and I can say one more thing right quick, and I'll let you go.
Yeah.
When I do the silent prayer now, sometimes them old thoughts don't want to come because they, I feel like they're going to come into the light, and they don't want to.
Yes.
That's you know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm talking about? They know you're watching, and they do not want to be seen.
No, absolutely. They don't want to come. They don't want to come.
Yeah.
I've noticed that, too. Thanks for helping me, and I thank God sent me to back to you to watch you this week to help me get over that.
Right on. Well, you stay with
Jesse.
Stay with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a blessed day, and thank all your crew.
Absolutely. Amazing. Okay. Thank you, Howard. Call me again.
Thank you, Jesse. Okay.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to the first time call out of Arkansas, Jerome. First time caller, Jerome, you're on the air.
JLP. I
mean, no, it's Jeremy, not Jerome. Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, JLP. Good morning. It's nice talking to you.
You too. Amazing.
Can I start off? Can I get a big beta for all those liberals in Minnesota?
What a mess. Nothing but betas. What the?
Yeah. I wanna send some prayers to Howard. Rest in peace to his wife. That's tough, man. I saw you're asking those three questions, and I want to talk about that. The first one was the Batman guy. I mean, what a fucking loser.
Oh, you can't. You're on the air, so don't curse.
Oh, pardon me. Yeah. Pardon me.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, man, like, the problem is so much estrogen in these men. It's like,
yeah.
What? Who's going to dress up like Batman and go, yeah, that's fucking stupid. Oh, pardon me again. That's stupid. And then the other one was the teacher saying that word there.
Yes.
And people can say words. Who gives a fuck? Oh, pardon me again.
What the? Well, you know that, and that teacher had to know that saying that in a black class like that with black people, she had to know in advance that they were going to react like that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But I think the biggest issue in there is that the woman is teaching the class. I feel like we got so many people who are just emotional nowadays because they're being brought up by women, just with a women-only household. You know, they only got a mother.
Yeah.
And then another thing, just the teacher's a woman. It's like, man, you got to have some men guiding your life, you know?
You got to return to the Father if you want perfect peace, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what was the third video there? What was that third thing?
What was the third one? World's best father. The world's best father?
T-shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
The world's best father T-shirt. This black guy wore it to the courthouse.
That's the same issue as the second video. I mean, it's just a woman getting emotional. I mean, like, realistically, you shouldn't be dressing like that to court. But at the same time, like, I think they're just so guided by emotion. And I think you got to come back to reality a little bit.
And you're right, that judge should not have been carrying on like that about her. She's not his mama.
Yeah.
What a mess.
No, that's true. All right, well, I appreciate it, JLP.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. Let me go to Pennsylvania and talk to Caleb out of PA, Pennsylvania. Caleb, you are on the air.
How's it going, JLP?
All is well, sir.
So I have to ask you about my mother. I have forgiven her. I've apologized for resenting her, all of that. Before that, I had gone like maybe 2 or 3 years without speaking to her. Went to her, forgave her, apologized. And then we weren't on like a great talking, I guess, basis or whatever. We didn't talk a whole lot. We still don't really. But I would text her and kind of just see how she's doing or whatever, more so to check in on my stepfather. And every time I do that, she kind of thinks we're...
How bad did you fall?
I'm back on it. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me get out of the wind. All right. So she thinks that anytime I talk to her that we are on good terms and that all's well. And a couple weeks ago, she showed up at my house about 8:30 at night. And, I mean, we were all in bed. My wife, me, kids were all in bed. And she showed up at about 8:30 at night. I said, "What are you doing here?" And she was just going by. She stopped in, talked for about a half hour, left. Then last night, she stopped in again about 8 o'clock at night, and she was dropping off a cake for my birthday that was a month ago. And I said, because she totally forgot. She forgot about my birthday, said nothing about it. My wife reminded her. And so last night at like 8, she thought it would be a good time to drop off a cake. We're getting ready for bed. I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Well, I just wanted to bring you a cake for your birthday." I said, "Well, you're a little late for that." And I just kept doing what I was doing and kind of just ignored her. And then she set some money down on the counter. She said, "Is Jordan here, my wife?" I said, "Yeah, she's here. She's just in the living room." So I went in. I said, I think my mom wants to talk to you." My wife came out. My mom sets down another $100, and she says, "Did I give you anything for your birthday?" She says, "Yeah, I think so." And she's like, "Well, I brought you money for your birthdays. I just wanted to, you know, give you your gifts, whatever." And I said, "Mom, we don't want your money. And two, it's 8 o'clock at night." She's like, "What, you don't want me here?" And she started crying, and she turns around and just, like, walks out of my house. And I didn't chase her, but I said, we never said you had to leave. And she just left. And so I'm at a loss. I don't know if I should just let it go or if I should just ignore her or just, I don't know.
Why didn't you tell her don't come by your house at 8 p.m.? Why don't you tell her that?
I think she got the hint, but...
No, why did you tell her? She can't get hints. Why don't you tell her?
You're right.
No, that was a question.
I mean, I don't know why I didn't tell her. I mean, it kind of happened in a split second.
But no, you came to the door. You could have told her at the door the first time she did it, "You can't come here at 8, so come back another time," or if you wanted her to. But why don't you just be straight up with her and not be angry? It's your job to protect your family from her.
Okay.
Why don't you just be honest with her?
Okay.
No, so that's just a question.
Yeah, I should be, and I can be.
And why don't you?
So do you think I should just send her like a text and say, "Listen, I don't mind you stopping by, but you got to give me notice"?
But you do mind. Why don't you just tell her not to come at all? Why are you, afraid of her or something?
No, she's caused a lot of problems in my life.
So why you keep letting her come around your life then?
Well, and like I said, I don't want her to, and I guess maybe you're right.
Taylor, why do you keep allowing her to do it knowing you don't want her to? Why? You're not telling me why.
I don't know why. I really don't know why.
But why don't you know why that you keep doing something, allow this lady, based on what you're telling me, you allow her to come around like that, and she is evil based on what you're saying. Why don't you just tell her, don't come to my house, don't come by. Even last night, or whenever she walked out, you said, I'm not telling you have to leave. Why did you do that? Why didn't you just let her go?
Right, and see, that's, I don't know, and I thought I was just letting her go, but, like, you know, just by saying like that, I thought I was trying to be nice, I guess. I you know, but
I nice. Nice, yeah, I don't need to be afraid. Nice.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right.
But what's wrong with you concerning your mother? Why don't you forget about her? You say you forgave her. Why you allow her to do this to you?
Hello? That's a good question, because I'm not sure. I'm not sure, because, like, I thought with forgiving her, I thought with forgiving her that, you know, the fear would dissipate and go away on its own, and I see now that it's not.
But you got to be aware that fear, the fear is evil, and it's keeping you from functioning.
Right. Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
No.
Well, then suffer. What the? What do you complain about?
No.
You know, you want to be peace. You want hell. That's why you're not doing the prayer. And that's why you're not standing up to your mother. You want this thrill that she brings.
No, I don't.
If you didn't want it, you let it go.
You're right. But going forward, should I just let what happened go and leave her alone, ignore her, or do you suggest that I say, please don't stop by my house anymore?
Don't say please.
Okay, don't stop by my house anymore.
You're a grown man. You don't have to beg. I had to beg the Lord. Why don't you do the silent prayer, man, so you can see what to do? Don't plan what you're going to do. Do it as is needed.
Yes, sir.
But go back to the prayer so you can stay present. Because your wife's going to hate your weakness, by the way.
Yes, sir.
All right. I wish you well.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. 888-7753-773. First time call out of Indiana. Keldon out of Indiana. Keldon, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
My wife called yesterday. Her name is Kendra.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You remember her?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and tell you thank you for backing me up on everything I've been telling her for a long time now.
That's amazing. She would not listen to you telling her the truth as to what to do, but she asked me, and I told her exactly what you told her to do, and then she accepted.
Yep. I feel like women do that a lot, Jesse.
They do. What a mess.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call and tell you thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And I also just wanted to say to you and everybody else watching, my life has changed a lot since I started watching you years ago.
Right on.
And I've come to understand having a relationship with God is not what most Protestant or Catholic people in America think it is.
Yep. Absolutely.
And I've also come to understand that what you say about the way God speaks to us is correct. And he doesn't speak to us in a voice or these, you know, kind of signs people are always praying for and asking for.
Right.
He speaks to you in a voiceless voice And it's more of a, I experience it when I'm doing the silent prayer, and it's almost as if he's just revealing things to you, and you just know it.
100%. You
know, and it's, he speaks to people in revelation. He doesn't speak to you in a voice or signs,
yeah,
or all this kind of deceitful stuff that, you know, the devil talk. The devil talks to people like that.
100, absolutely.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say, if you're praying and you're asking God for signs or to tell you something, it's not going to work like that.
What a mess! Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, and you stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
I'm trying. Yep. Yes, sir. All right. I will, sir.
All right. Amazing. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Super, super, super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Anthony L. with a hamburger sticker.
Thank you. Amazing.
VMST80, my question yesterday was dodged. What the? I can't see how it goes because my father, the devil, will lie to me. I'm fallen and slow. Is it okay to do the silent prayer with eyes open? Yes or no? Love you.
If you want to, but I suggest you relax and just become aware. But if you want to, because during the day when you're walking around, you're going to be, if you stay present, you're doing the silent prayer then too. I suggest you close your eyes, but you don't have to. It's up to you. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for the follow-up. Very generous.
I do appreciate it.
Walking Roscoe, love the Fridays, JLP, then the Hate Jim Hake show with his great hair, then the Fallen State, finally the American Anchor Baby. Amazing, double exclamation mark.
Amazing. And check out Punchy. PUNCHIE.TV.
Commander Kim on Rumble with a couple of Rumble rants.
You got to know how to Rumble.
Leading cause of death in communist Canada, MAID program.
Amazing.
MAID. That's the Medical Assistance in Dying program.
Wow.
And the program isn't taking out blacks and browns.
I rest my case.
Sounds like it's taking out whites. I shake my head.
What a mess.
Man on the Mountain bought a coffee. Not so biblical response for Senior Peterson or Senior Peterson. Read by Mr. Hakey Pants. Answer to the biblical question. Civil rights are made by the devil. Human rights are made by God. Amazing. 8 = greater than.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Nice. AJVD bought a coffee. How does one live from within? By doing the silent prayer?
Yep, and being aware of the not you, your thoughts and those emotions and everything. Be aware of those and go about your day. You're living from within.
Gabriel N., just a quick observation and question on people with pets. I've noticed a trend of women, usually white women, calling their cats my love. It's naturally hard to hear. It's just so unnatural.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm thinking you need more white babies, not a darn, he didn't say darn, cat. What's your opinion on this and having pets in general?
I rest my case. Nothing wrong with it, but don't make it your guy. It's not your baby. It's not your guy. It's just a dog or a cat. It's an animal. That's it.
10 gift memberships from Walking Roscoe on Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube.
Thank you.
Commander Kim, another on Rumble. If you import demonic, possessed people, you import their demons with them. The demons aren't staying behind in the S-hole countries.
I rest my case.
Indeed.
Yep.
Walking Roscoe, the shirt reads, the world's best not the other F word. Then again, depending on what you eat, especially hot links and peanut butter, anyone could wear that, laughing face, scrunched eyes.
Amazing. Thank you.
Bulgar Wolf. To the caller about divorce, last year when I decided to leave my now ex, the next day she told me she was pregnant. Then I decided to try and make things work. It didn't.
It ain't gonna work.
Now we finally separated. She is trying to use my child against me. Textbook JLP warning. You can't make work what's not from God.
I rest my case. Absolutely. From God, it worked naturally. No effort required.
Very nice.
No required.
Thank you, Walking Roscoe, who says, stay with it. Howard, we love you.
That's nice. Right. Amazing. Thank you.
Groovy Monkey says, world's best F.
Thank you.
He didn't say that. Charlie, BQ, there's no difference between civil rights and human rights. Both terms born in the minds of men. Government has and will take any quote-unquote rights at the drop of a hat.
Amazing. Thank you.
Just like that, says Charlie, Democrats are anti-mask and pro-Second Amendment. Amazing.
I rest my case.
Charlie from Georgia.
Yeah.
Frankie F. with a an emoji of a smiley piece of dung, I shall call it.
Thank you,
Frankie.
Amazing.
Mike and Myra, no message.
Thank you, Mike and Myra.
Very cool. And thank you, guys. Let me just double check these last remaining possible super chats. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing. Oh, Giovanni Ricardo. Pardon me. Thank you for everything, Jesse. Love you, Jesse Lee. I need you, Jesse Lee, and I respect you, Jesse Lee.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing.
And now that should be, hopefully, all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. Tanya, a first-time caller out of Washington State.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Tanya.
Hi, I thought I'd switch things up since I thought this was a man-only call-in show.
No. It's for everyone.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say, just listening, I'm 50 years old, and listening to these men calling in, it's sad to me. They sound like, I think we have a low testosterone epidemic going on.
No, it's come from the spirit of their mothers.
Well, I have two boys that I'm raising without their dad, because their dad passed away when they were young, and I'm tough on them, because I don't want them...
No, don't
to
be
grow
tough,
up to be
of love. Real love. Not mama's love, but God's love.
Well, that's true, but I want them to grow up to be men.
But
you know, and it's hard
it
when
you
you're a mom by yourself.
They can't do it unless you have the real love. Otherwise, try to make them tough, you're going to destroy them.
Well, I'm not mean to them.
Yeah,
I just make them do their own stuff. I'm Italian. I can't, you know, I mean, there's certain things about me that it's just the way it is, but...
Yeah.
They're good kids.
If you can, call me another day. I want to have a little time with you. I'm at the end of the show. Will you call me again?
I will.
Okay. Thank you. I am so out of time. Bye. Hate coming up. Anchor Baby, the Father Satan, the Anchor Baby, and all that. See you on Sunday. Thank you for your support. To the call, I can't take anymore. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out my book, Courage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit. And through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.